The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. Kasan Society and Terrace saw a local record-breaking year for their Coldest Night of the Year campaign. Vicky Serafini, communications specialist for Kasan Society, talked about surpassing not only one goal, but two.
Not only did we hit our fundraising goal, we knocked it out of the park. And the number actually keeps going up. We have this moment raised $37,209, which is quite a bit more than the $30,000 goal that we had set. We also set a goal to register 100 walkers at the event, and we registered 118. So all around, it's a record-breaking year for total funds raised, sponsorship received, and participation.
Serafini explained that even though the number of people who registered to fundraise was higher than expected, weather may have contributed to a lower turnout at the actual event on February 25th.
The number of walkers there is 118, and I believe that's the number of people who registered online. We also had people that registered to walk that did not come to the event, but instead they chose to do an off-site walk, which is something that I think started during COVID because we weren't able to gather together. We didn't have quite 118 people showing up and walking together, but registered, we had 118, and that reflects the number of people who fundraised, really. So even if someone couldn't make it to walk, the weather was pretty extreme on Saturday. We had a lot of snow, and I think some people may have not been able to make it to the event.
Despite that, Serafini talked about how she feels about seeing the number of people who have contributed to the cause.
I think it's really not only heartwarming, but it brings a lot of hope. For those who don't know, this event raises money to support our homelessness shelters here in Terrace. And it's an event that sees participation across the country. And I think just seeing these numbers and seeing the participation just gives us a lot of hope and comfort, knowing that the community really stands behind the work that we do at Kasan Society, that people in the community recognize it as an issue that deserve attention and resources.
Serafini then went on to explain how the funds raised will be used in Kasan's operations.
So the funding goes to support our cold weather programming at our shelters, and it really just goes to providing clients with supplies and a little bit towards the operation of the shelters. So in terms of operations, the money is used for groceries, for cleaning supplies to help maintain the shelter. And a lot of the money goes towards purchasing basic necessities for those who use the shelters. So hats, blankets, mittens, basic personal hygiene products, things like that.
Kasan Society ended up fundraising 124% of their $30,000 goal, with LNG Canada being the highest earning team, raising a total of $3,500. The event on Saturday saw people walk either a 2 or 5 kilometer cycle around the George Little Park, starting at the garage and ended with some soup and chili to warm up prepared by the Salvation Army. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.